Hi, and welcome to the pod How to Heritage, where we talk about and camp conversations around issues pertaining to heritage transformations. This pod is part of the Heritage Transformation Network at Uppsala University. The network is funded by CIRCUS, which stands for Center for Integrated Research on Culture and Society. The content and views expressed in this pod belong to the content creator and not necessarily to the network nor its member or to CIRCUS or to Uppsala University, although some may share this view. My name is Cecilia Rodén and I'm the director of this network, and together with Johanna Larsson we coordinate this network and its member. So who am I? Well, I received a PhD in museum studies from the University of KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa in 2009, and I became an associate professor in conservation in 2020. And since 2010, I worked at Uppsala University, and I am currently employed as a researcher and senior lecturer at the Center for Gender Research. My research focuses on and have, in one way or another, always focused on transformations of heritage. I have explored the South African transformation of heritage. I explored how museums during the shift from apartheid to democracy changed, and how the work with heritage also was altered during this period in terms of policy documents, laws and legislations, but also in terms of collection work and work with displays. Moreover, I looked at history and heritage were remade and refigured during this time in terms of also then collections and display activities. But moreover, how social identities were transformed at these cultural institutions, and also how cultural institutions were part of transforming social identities in terms of gender as well as sexuality, as well as race. Currently, I do not focus on South Africa, however, but I focus on psychiatric hospital and former psychiatric hospital areas, sometimes known as post-asylum landscapes, how they are altered during urban development. In Sweden, as well as many parts of the world, former psychiatric hospitals are transforming into residential areas. And so I look at how the heritage of madness, and in parts also how the heritage of psychiatry, is appropriated, forgotten, and used within these processes, and in these processes of change. So I have a personal interest in the transformation of heritage, but this pod is not about me, but more about the network. What are we going to do within the Heritage Transformation Network? And I will try to present the network and what we will be doing during the years that follow. So as you might have figured out by now, the network is called Heritage Transformations. And it strives to be an interdisciplinary forum exploring how heritage transformation can be approached in terms of theories and methods. During the year 2022 and 2023, a range of researchers within Uppsala University will meet approximately once a month to discuss different issues pertaining to this topic. So, what is it that we will do within this network? And in order to explain that, I'll first need to give a bit of a background to why we focus on heritage transformations, why transformation in the first place, why is it interesting and important, and why do we meet around this topic? The network is located within what can be called, and what have sometimes been called, the performative turn within heritage studies. This means that we acknowledge that heritage is constructed, and that heritage is always in a state of becoming and in a state of flux. Within this performative turn, heritage is not considered as a thing or an object, but it's more seen as a process and a practice, and it's seen as different kinds of doing, where these doings are constituting also what heritage is and what heritage is becoming. Furthermore, heritage is also seen as a discourse, The way that we talk about and write about heritage do matter also for the becoming of heritage. For instance, discussions on what heritage is, as seen in, for instance, policy documents produced by nations, by museums, but also in terms of international organizations, assist in delineating what heritage is, but also how heritage should be worked with. What is the best practice for different objects and different sites and different buildings, for instance? This means that heritage only exists within the discourse of heritage. And having said that, this, it's not the same thing as denying that there is a material reality out there, that there are ancient remains or traditions or objects or buildings. Obviously, there clearly is objects and buildings and material stuff that we call heritage. But in order to call this heritage, this object needs to be placed within a discourse and within a specific discourse of heritage. And this discourse then, I should say, firstly, is not one discourse, but there are many discourses. And the different heritage discourses that exist in different times and in different spaces, they're sometimes overlapping, they're sometimes entangled, but they're sometimes also set apart. So acknowledging this also means that we can meet around different practices and different ways of doing heritage across time and space. And the participants within this network also explore heritage in different time periods and in different spaces. The study of the constant on the transformation of heritage is not new. Since long, it has been recognized that heritage is constantly transforming in one way or the other. For instance, studies on museums have explored how institutions are restructured during social change. Scholars in humanity examine how social memory is materialized and altered in rural and urban landscapes, for instance. Ethnographers expose how traditions are always in flux. And studies in religion show how spiritual practices are changed over time and also in different settings. So again, the study on how heritage change is not new. But although it has been recognized that heritage are always changing, the discussion on culture heritage has predominantly focused on preservation and care. Focus has been placed on highlighting best practices for managing, collection and mediating heritage for the benefit of future generations. This is also what literature and heritage studies have largely discussed. The duty to care for material and immaterial heritage is also put forward in these discussions, and the duty to care is often considered as a moral obligation, seen particularly when heritage is subject to natural disasters or armed conflict. In these discussions, change, destruction or damage is considered as something negative, as something that must be stopped. Heritage must be saved, cared for and preserved, it is often argued. And change, destruction and damage is seen as akin to human suffering and sometimes even equal to human rights violations. Argument for preservation and duty of care is also put forward in less extreme instances, like in discussion on tourism and creative industries. Scholars are arguing for a sustainable usage of heritage with the future of future generation in mind. Critical heritage scholars Cornelius Holtorf and Anders Högberg suggest that the problem with this ubiquitous preservation discourse in cultural heritage studies is that it has a tendency to produce an essentialist view of heritage. Within this framework, heritage is imagined as having a pure origin, and this idea is used to justify the need for preservation. Conservation is articulated as restoring building or sites into its original feature. The idea of origin, the origin of the building, is often intertwined with a Western-oriented and nationalist politics, because this period from where the site of the building originates might signify values or ideas that that group or nation identify with and is therefore used in, for instance, nation-building practices or political propaganda. Arguing that heritage must be cared for and favouring certain kinds of heritage to care for can work nation-building and strengthening groups, but it can also work to exclude other groups. And thinking about heritage as a series of transformation can thus function as a way to deconstruct exclusionary heritage discussion. Seeing heritage as, and I quote Tanya Venture and others as, and I quote now, persisting through processes of transformation and remaking may help avoid a classic loss and evasion response. Thus, we in this network take cue from Thomas Fibinger, who suggests that, and I quote again, heritage is not so much erased by destruction, but rather transformed. As well as from Caitlin De Silvey's encouragement to understand, and again I quote, transformation as an integral element of cultural heritage with the potential to generate new connections between people, pasts and future. In other words, all forms of heritage are continually becoming through multiple stages of transformation spurred on by human and non-human agencies. And in this view, heritage is not imbued with the moral duty of care for the sake of the future generation. Caitlin De Silvey again, for instance, shows that decay, neglect, alteration and destructions are equally central productive forces in cultural heritage processes. In similar way, Anna Karlström and Cornelius Holtorf has suggested that heritage sometimes even needs to be destroyed in order to be recognized as heritage. For many, and especially in times of war and conflict, this becomes an unsettling issue. For instance, we are currently witnessing how museum staff in Ukraine are trying to save museum collections from being destroyed during the Russian invasions, and how different international museum and heritage organizations are trying to raise funds in order to assist this salvage mission. We can also think about the destruction of the Bamiyan Buddhas in Afghanistan and the aftermath and the discussions around these objects or monuments. In these cases, both in case of the Afghanistan Buddhas as well as what's happening in Ukraine today, destruction is condemned not only by the general public but also by researchers as well as a heritage organization. So destruction must be, we generally think that destruction of heritage is something negative and something bad. In other cases, destructions is applauded. In other parts of the world, we're also witnessing how activist movements such as the Roads Must Fall in South Africa and the Black Lives Matter in America, as well as elsewhere in Europe and in the world, are vandalizing monuments and asking monuments to be removed from public space because they remind their citizens of colonial oppression. That a colonial oppression that continues in the present and creates differences between people in the world. So how we view destruction and transformation of heritage depends also how we associate heritage objects to power. The issue of heritage transformation is thus always related to power structure. And in this network, we aim to stay with the trouble and work with that which may seem upsetting and challenging. And we also try to challenge our own view on what heritage is and what it should be, and try to discuss this. And the members of this network are engaged in this question in one way or another. For instance, participants within the field of conservation provide an insight into the changing attitudes to conservation. And participants from the field of law provides insights into regulation with the goals of finding the optimal models for the future of preservation of heritage. how politicized, racialized, and classed heritage landscapes are sustained and changed are explored by scholars in culture geography, while others explore changing attitudes to monuments in the current political climate. Researchers in theology shed light on the role of beliefs and religious institutions in social changes. And the field of gender studies contribute to exploring issues of power, such as prevailing gender traditions in academia. In terms of human-animal relations in farming practices and traditions, and in terms of the politics of madness and disabilities in museum and other heritage sites. And in different ways, archaeology and digital humanities discuss how the invisibility of past communities and spaces can be transformed through technically innovative approaches. And scholars of musicology, philology and history questions the traditional divide between tangible and intangible heritage through the research of manuscripts and music in nation-building narratives. And within the field of history and science of ideas, the transformational concepts are explored. For instance, the concept of provenance, how does that change over time? And this is just to mention some of the fields that are in this research community and some of the research projects. So what are we trying to do within this network? Well, focusing on transformation as the object of investigation, the network members test and debate how heritage transformation can be theorized and interpreted from an interdisciplinary perspective. The network member also explore and test different methodologies in hope of creating a new methodological forum. The multidisciplinarity and the multidisciplinary context thus offers a place where scholars can learn from each other, test ideas, methods and concepts across different academic boundaries. In doing so, the network acts on persistent calls for methodological discussions and intervention in heritage studies. Several researchers argue that whereas different heritage processes, objects, places and practices are being studied, researchers has actually focused less on expanding the ways in which heritage is being approached, the methods in other ways that we are approaching heritage. To date, calls for methodological discussions have largely remained unanswered. This means that heritage studies are predominantly what can be called a predatory discipline with regards to its methods. Critical methodologies are frequently borrowed from other fields. And borrowing methodologies from other disciplines carries the danger of uncritically important, outdated, inconsistent tools and narrative frameworks. So our interdisciplinary network hopes to expand and adapt methodologies and frameworks to the needs of critical heritage studies. Since its members are both informed by critical developments in their own fields and willing to apply and test them on new materials and in novel context. The reciprocated effects in each of the disciplines involved would be to encourage material-oriented approaches that questions the deep-rooted theories and narratives in each of the concerned fields of studies. Doesn't that sound exciting? But then more precisely, what are we going to be doing during these 2 years? Well, the 2 years are divided into four phases, where a semester is equal to one phase. So phase one is initiation. In this phase, participants will try to get to know each other a little bit better since we come from different disciplines and some of us have never actually met before. We will map out and explore how the network member, approach the issue of heritage transformation. We will have about 5 workshops during this first semester, where we explore and try to have fun with heritage object material and issues. We approach different kinds of objects and places and issues with a transformation related question that we'll try to solve together. A single and primary researcher or group will be responsible for each and every workshop, providing an object and context. where we try to work in smaller group and trying to come up with a original solution. And we think that this is a great way for us to interact and discuss heritage transformation outside our own boundaries. The next phase, we will move in to a more discussing theoretical changes, challenges and methodological interventions. So during this phase, we will meet in reading groups and have seminars centered on sort of the state of the art theoretical methodological publications dealing with heritage and its transformation in our different fields. We will suggest text and also discuss the text during these different workshops. And we will also try to figure out how they can be applicable to our field of heritage in general, but also to our own fields and trying to test them. And in the end, we will try to draft a short manifesto in how to work with heritage transformation and trying to write out our views on heritage transformation. It is a practice, but if it's judged successful, we will try to publish it either on a blog or social media or in an open access journal. We shall see, in other words. Phase three is methodology in action. We will work with phase one or phase two and try to apply the theories that we worked with on different kinds of material. So we will bring material and then try to apply the theories that we worked on in different setting and trying to analyze this. Then in phase four, we will try to produce an anthology where we work with these different texts and sources and try to rework it from our own perspective and hopefully contribute to the international communication in terms of methodology and then approaches on heritage transformation. In other words, from our own perspective, how can heritage transformation methodologically be approached? And hopefully we will be able to publish this in a book. So if you find this interesting, and if you are a researcher at Uppsala University, you're more than welcome to join our network.